Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. So glad to have you here with us on a Tuesday evening. For some of you, if you're coming to us from the other side of the world, it's probably Wednesday morning. Those of you that are on the other side of the pond, it's likely about midnight. Yes. So here we are. I'm Deborah Lee. And I see that we already have quite a list coming together. So if you're listening out there and you're interested in getting a reading, you know, for free during the show, good time to get online. And
sooner the better.
Yeah. So I want to hold up, just for the benefit of all, Deck of Ordinary Playing Cards. This is what we use for personal prophecy readings. And it's a clarification that needs to be made, because this is not tarot. It's not oracle cards, and it's not any of the other systems that are out there. This one for me stands alone. It's the only one I've ever really studied. It was handed down to me by my grandmother on my mother's side. And she passed away about 2 years after she handed this to me and gave me all of what she knew to be the fundamentals of this method. And I took it and spent, quite a number of years furthering her principles, doing all sorts of experiments, I guess you could say, with the cards, as I also was taking on clients during that time. So I want to bring to the stage, our very own Jimbo Baggins, who is going to explain to you how to make your phone call be the best it can be.
First of all, we'd like to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. Also, if you're international calling or viewing us on Facebook, because we get the calls too, please let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. We're going to give Helen another one because we haven't started yet. Helen from the UK is live.
Hey there, Helen. Glad to have you with us.
All right. Show, we're talking phone call. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Several of you are already on hold. That's awesome. That is wise, too. When you call in, especially the folks that are already on hold, they know this already, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. So if you're listening to the show, everything's working perfectly great. We got a list. I'm tracking it. I'm on it. And I'm making sure that those folks get their calls in the order that they called in, because at least now it's showing the whole time, but it jumbles up. And it's not like any numerical logic thing you could ever think of. It's like it's trying to flip you a bird.
Yeah, where?
This new person just came in, but look, it didn't put them at the bottom.
Running consecutively.
It's random. Sometimes it does do a bend at the bottom. It's like, Bob Talk Radio is kind of flipping us the bird. That's all. But, you know, it's keeping me on my toes. That's why I keep tracking another file, just so you know, because I don't trust it. When we take your call, we ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can. And this is, we'll tell you why at the end of it. Please get off, when we say, hey, you're live, please get off your speakerphone, disconnect Bluetooth. Maybe I shouldn't have both, that'd be weird, but stuff like that. Go to regular phone to the head, Get rid of all the background sounds you had on while you're killing time. Stop multitasking. You know, when you're on hold, you might as well do some stuff, get some things done. Well, please cease all activities. Ideally, you're at home, So, you know, yeah. A good quiet place to go that has great cell phone reception. That's the ideal thing. We know that some people are maybe outside. Could they just walk into their house or something? Or some people are in their car or whatever. We'll work with you. But you got to remember, your call's going through the regular cell phone network. Then it's going through Blog Talk Radio. Then it's going to our computers and out our computer speakers. So there's a quality degradation of quality.
Me too.
Degradation, nice word. Anyway, it can make the show rough. It can make it bad. And once in a blue moon, we have to disconnect the caller because it's just impossible to understand them. So these are things that we would like to do to make everybody happy. Also, when you hear the harps playing, that is a sign. Two things it means. One, it means your reading with Deborah is over, though that word is kind of relative here. But anyway, and then it also means that I'm going to do a healing angel card reading upon your exit, because pretty much that means we got to wrap, because we got a lot of people. We're going to put a wrap on the reading, because we got a lot of people that are waiting behind you. And it's a single angel, healing angel card reading, a little different than the other ones. And then we'll say adios, because we got to move on. Now, if you desire to have 5, 6, 7 questions, ooh, I want to keep asking questions, you should go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange for a private reading. Then it's you, Deb, and the time block is all yours. Literally all yours. And I'm not there with harps bitching. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. So how can I be? All right, I think we've covered all the stuff.
Gosh.
That's 7. It's a lot. It's a lot. Luna's here. Hey, Luna.
Hi, Luna. Good to have you.
All right, she's got no update on the son's foot. And then he's going to get in a couple days. They're going to take a couple days for the official reading of the CT scan.
All right.
You know how that is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the technicians will say something if they see something, but they're not experts. All right. We're going to go to area code 203, which I believe is in Connecticut,
oh,
isn't
yes.
it? Yes, it is. Welcome, 203.
I bet we know who this is.
We should.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, it's Chance and Pat. He just had his birthday hot dog.
Oh.
Nice. That is nice.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody loves hot dogs.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us, how are you, and do you have any snow yet, or what's happening?
No, not snow. It's cold, but it's good because it's not hot for Chance, so that's nice. It helps him.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And
you
what's
know,
on your mind this evening?
I don't know if you want to answer this or not. And if you don't, it's absolutely fine, because it's sort of medical. I have to take him in for testing. It's, you know, so expensive, another big bill. But the vet wants to test him for Cushing's.
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know anything about it. The little I've read since yesterday is it's the adrenals, affects the adrenals, and I think you produce too much cortisol. And I think there's different ways of this happening. Sometimes a tumor on the pituitary,
oh.
and the others, I don't know yet.
Mm, wow. Okay, well, I mean, well, she knows. But everybody else that's out there, we are not doctors, vets.
Right.
We're not the lawyers. We're not anything professional out there. We're not professional engineers, load-bearing things in your house, stuff like that. You know, we're not ASE certified or whatever, stuff like that. So, but Deb will still
yeah,
do the
I
reading,
would,
my y'all. Deb will still do
I
your
would
reading.
I would like you. Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, use your reading. Go ahead.
I'd like to wait a little bit before I bring in his urine, just because it's a over $50 test. I'm kind of hoping I don't know. Just
all right.
Wondering what you see as if it's positive or not.
Just to see what you think about this
yeah.
coming up. Okay. Well,
just what
I mean,
you pick up.
Yeah, you know, and the vets, they're not in it to get rich themselves.
Oh,
they
I know.
Actually, yeah, no, I'm just saying, yeah, I know, you know, I'm just saying in general. So when they recommend tests and stuff, some people feel like, oh, they're just, no, it's like, no, they love animals a lot, and they think people should do these tests. They just can't look at your wallet. They don't know your wallet. What do you got, Deb?
No, they don't. And the thing is, too, there are organizations out there that will help people. Do you remember?
Can't remember the name of it.
I can't either. But we took the dog, one of the dogs, to Blue Pearl.
Yeah, it's an emergency
hospital.
It's an emergency room hospital.
Yeah. And they had, there were like pamphlets
there. There are organizations out there to help people that are having emergencies with their dogs.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is a test. What do you got for the test?
Well, when I'm seeing that, I feel like part of this is going to end up being unnecessary. Now, that's just my own opinion. But it's still going to be. Yeah. It's going to run
kind of my intuition.
Yeah. It's going to run up a pretty nice bill. And I don't mean that as nice. But it'll give you, I think, some peace of mind. Yeah.
But do you mean the urine test or more testing than that?
Yeah, what they would like to do, you know.
Oh, you know what? You know, and the thing is, Jim, you're right. They get you at a very emotional time, and it takes you by surprise. You have an urgent visit. It's a couple $100. I don't need more testing. And it's just, you know, time, because even today I was saying, you know, you had me pay $30 for a test that was just a negative positive. So I really didn't need it. You know, it gets emotional.
Yeah.
And the vets take the brunt of it. Boy, did they take the brunt of it. So, you know, he's struggling with laryngeal paralysis. That's a big thing right now that we went through a week or so ago. And the only thing is that test, and I'd like to wait. I've got surgery Friday, plus I'd just like to recoup a little bit as far as money. If he does have it.
I think you could wait, Pat. I don't see an urgency here. You could wait.
She doesn't see in the cards that you have to do this right this week, this next 2 days.
Good.
Yeah, I think you should take care of yourself and then look at this.
I mean, you got to take care of yourself because you're the caretaker there.
Yeah.
We all have to
That's
remember
right.
that. Yep, we all, and that for people too that are caring for others, you have to, you get like that tunnel vision of taking care of this one person, is something that's like, if you neglect yourself too much, you're both screwed.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes. Go ahead, hon.
Do you have anything to say? Okay.
No, you can ask.
Yeah. You had anything to add real quick?
Yeah.
Just do you see, Deborah, anything else around him or anything in general? Anything else?
Did you see anything in there?
I didn't see anything remarkable. Okay.
Nothing notable that you... there was nothing, like, standing out that would that you...
Yeah.
Or she would have already told you before I hit the hearts.
Yeah. Definitely, I would have.
Thank you. And Deborah, he needed an operation a couple of years ago, and I applied everywhere. It's tough. It's very difficult to get the timing right with the vet's report and on and on and on. But there was one company that did... help Chance, not a lot, but oh my God, the kindness in their heart. I'm forever grateful. And I sent the thing in the mail to you, and I also sent an article that they wrote about him because they loved his story.
Very nice. And
you're going to see a picture of him and read about him.
Yeah, and we can share that too with everybody else that has pets and whatnot.
You know, you can make a GoFundMe account because Nicole on. For the soul, she did that for one of her
absolutely nothing
dogs.
You have nothing to lose.
No, and
I
a
said,
lot of
I,
could, yeah go ahead.
I said that to a friend, but I don't have any friends. I
well,
don't have
don't,
enough friends.
Well, you'd be surprised
you'd
what happens.
You'd be surprised how people will just want to.
Yeah, because people that are dog lovers, animal lovers. But anyway, all right, real quick. But you know,
thank
that's
you.
That's typically when it's something really bad.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't be that, so we don't have to worry about that. All right. Subject is peace. No matter where you are or what you are doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love, and peace will follow.
Very nice.
That's so appropriate. I've been trying to myself that all day. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
And that's all you can do is try. If you're trying,
yes.
That's a good thing. Yep.
Oh, I know pets. They're like children to us.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about some of the things that we've gone through. So.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so
thanks,
much.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Love you too.
All right. Real quick.
Yeah.
I want to give an international shout out to you know who, Mike from the UK. Welcome.
Hello there, Mike.
Yeah, UK is well represented here tonight. We got Luna is stateside with us,
yeah.
But the other two folks here are in the UK. All right, we got to hit this. Got to hit this because the list is long growing. Area code 631 up in the great state of New York. 631, welcome
New
to
York,
the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome
and
back.
How are you?
Okay, I had a hard day today.
Oh, I'm ready to hear that. Well,
tell us about it.
What?
Yeah. Tell us about your day.
Unless you don't want to waste your time.
Real quick, yeah. I don't know. I'm still with the job stuff and the love stuff. I just am looking for some hope.
Okay. So that's basically the subject you would like to throw out there, job and love, right?
Do you have snow yet?
No.
No. Well, it's coming at you. I saw it where our home state has some, and you know, we're kind of, what are we? Kind of middle.
You never know here where we are in Virginia. So we've had winters where we thought we were living up north in Minnesota, and then we've had winters where we thought we were down in Florida.
I mean, Minnesota's kind of halfway across the country.
I'm saying as far as what our weather
yeah.
was. Like, we were having, like, snowfall after snowfall after snowfall some winters. We're like, Jesus, this is Virginia, folks. Mother Nature gets mixed up sometimes, but, you know, it's just the way it is. All right. Cards are going down. And we have all you 1, 2, 3. We've got about 5 other folks on hold. Don't worry. We see you. You're listening to the show. Enjoy yourselves. And if you're new, you kind of get a feel for how this is done. I know it's very, very awkward if you're the first-time caller and you just call in and you don't know any clue about anything. But if you're sitting on hold listening, you're going to have a big clue on how this rolls. And it rolls, and it's fun. We try to make it fun. And any question goes, except gambling. Flat-out gambling. You're looking for lottery tickets, sports betting. That stuff doesn't fly. It's too many
variables.
Too many variables, and it's not her niche. You know, it's not her thing. And if she was good at it, we'd be in the news as either being billionaires or the mafia kidnapped us.
Yeah, they would come
and they would use us to make money for them.
Friends tried to use it to gamble on football games and basketball, and my odds were only. Is that what you call it, my odds?
Your winning percentage.
Yeah, it was only 65, and I don't feel that's enough.
It's barely enough.
Yeah, really.
It's barely enough.
It's just a wee bit over half, and what's your thing about the 50-50-90?
The joke in the Navy was, you know, on those questions where it's true, false, or just there's two choices, the odds in theory are 50-50. But why is it that 90% of the time you get those damn things wrong, the 50-50 questions?
Because I think you overthink it. You're overthinking, and you start looking.
Even when you guess.
Okay, well, for Susan here,
go ahead.
I was dismayed to read that Amazon is going to be laying off 10,000 workers. And why do companies wait till this time of year? You know, that just put more than a crimp in people's plans for the holidays. So I want to tell you, I have to project your reading beyond the holidays. So we've been hammering away at this for some time now. What I feel is January is going to be your kickoff month. In the meantime, love might gain some ground here because, you know, people tend to get all warm and fuzzy over the holidays, and you can have some fun online with, say, dating websites. But I'm going to tell you, I have been putting together a new review of dating websites. I usually do it in December, and I'm finding they're getting very sneaky at how to keep charging you. So we have to be aware that they're looking to make money too.
And let's get real, folks.
Yeah.
These places, they're putting up elaborate things and ways to search and find people. They got to make a dime. Or why would they even be in the business?
Exactly. And with they've got thousands of members, just imagine.
Yes. All right.
Wait,
did you see anything?
I think I just swallowed a frog.
All right, well, there's plenty of them out there. I was just curious because that was like a little bit.
That what you say to somebody?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you swallowed a frog, you'll
my
live.
My copy went down the wrong way.
Okay. Well, I was just curious if the love part was over, and do you see anything about the job financial stuff in there also, or is it not jumping out?
I am telling you, Suzanne, you keep going at this.
Keep on.
You are going to be very gainfully employed. Right now, the timing sucks for you, and that I feel very sad, but I want you to know, I talk to worse people who have it even harder than you.
People who are worse off.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be worse.
Oh, yeah, I worded that wrong.
She talks just
that was kind of an insult.
She talks to terrible peasants. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to make it sound like that.
I know you didn't. I just had to laugh.
You have a guy now that's going to come on the scene real soon. He's under Sure to Come True. But this is another one that is looking, he's looking very forward into the future. I don't feel you get a lot of attention from him. You know, I think that dating is an awful lot like interviewing for a job. And it's terrible that you can't go out there and just be who the hell you are. If you are Roseanne, be Roseanne. If you are, think of somebody else who's quirky and weird and, you know, be yourself. But then you don't get called back for another
day. Well, good ones are dead that I was thinking of. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like Robin Williams and stuff like that. But
I mean, I think, what's up with guys? Are they bombarded with just too many women? Like on the internet and Facebook.
Boy, we don't want to, that would be a whole, we could have a show on that question. And we don't want to blow away her radio on that. I mean, it's a two-way street.
Okay, so what did you find for me? Because you're kind of going on a tangent.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want tangents.
Oh, we do that. We go on road trips here.
Yeah, we get derailed.
I just want to tell you, Suzanne, the outlook for your future is awesome. For your present, it sucks. Because for some reason, the universe wants you to learn a lot about patience and perseverance. And frankly, I wouldn't like being hit with these lessons either. What's going to ultimately happen is you're going to become involved with a man that does not live where you do. And eventually, I am actually seeing you relocating to a very nice place. And it looks like it could be quite a distance. I know that the climate and all is going to be terrific. Mm. So
probably something down the road a bit.
And it is. It's under what you do not expect, that your future is going to take you places right here. This is Suzanne right here.
Okay.
And she just, Suzanne, you are so full of love. And you just want to be able to make a decent living and come home at the end of the day and feel like she did something worthwhile. And for some reason, it's a huge struggle.
Life just
for
keeps
you.
Throwing up roadblocks, huh? Right now.
Yeah, and I can't make it go away. You can with manifesting and, oh, I'm trying to think of other things you can do. Meditation can be good. But otherwise, right now,
I just keep on, keep on, and try to be positive, even though it may seem really discouraging, I guess, right?
Yeah, and it looks like the holidays are going to be, excuse me, difficult.
Yeah, not.
And I think we're all going to face that, too.
A lot of people. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people are going to.
But if you've had more abundant years, this won't be one of them, but next year will. So I know you're thinking, oh, come on, Deborah, can't you do better than that?
But
I could conjure it up for you, I would.
And you got to read the cards. You can't tell lies.
No, because I'll get caught in them. If I said to her, oh, my gosh,
yeah, you start
right
making,
after Thanksgiving,
yeah, you start
Suzanne,
making stuff up, it won't work out for you.
Man is coming into your life. He's wealthy and blah, blah, blah.
But when you see really critically bad things, and actually you would let them know, and you didn't see critically bad things to tell
them. No,
him.
Only
that's
that
good.
I feel like Suzanne, you're starting to think that maybe you're going to end up alone. And sometimes by reaching that point of acceptance, that's when it comes.
They finally just say, ah, screw it, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah, I'll just be alone and have 100 cats, you know.
All right, and we're not going to cut you off short. My analogy is it's like when you're looking for my remote or my keys. God damn it, damn it. And then you give up and you find them. But while you're looking, you never find it while you're looking, that one thing.
And as you get older, it starts to be right in front of you.
Well, I'm just saying, but in general, a lot of times you go out, you turn the house apart looking for this one thing. You say, all right, screw it, it's gone.
And then you
find it. And then a half hour later, you're doing something else. And look, there's that son of a bitch. So that can be like that in love.
I agree.
Love.
I agree. And you don't just want to grab onto some guy, you know, like he's a life preserver floating by, unless you're drowning. And even then, I don't know. But you kind of want to wait for your true partner. And, honey, I'm sorry.
It's just not immediate.
Yeah, and you've got to be really careful because, for instance, here's one that could come up in your regular life, your real life.
Instead of your fake life.
Well, I don't know how to put it, but...
I know what you mean, like sort of like internet.
He could really romance you and wind and dine you, and he's married. So who wants any of those?
It's always a possibility, too. And, yeah. And it was even before the internet, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's even greater now.
It is. And here's a good healing angel card for you. Subject is courage.
Yeah.
Which we all could use. What you have what it takes. Just do it. Well, we, your angels, are here to support you.
Yep. So at least your angels are standing by.
And it's courage probably to persevere, I guess, not persevere. I'm not making up words here. Persevere through this crap that you're getting kind of fed up with.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, and let's try again next time.
Sure, and thank you, Hope, for holding forever.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And I got another international shout-out to give.
Two.
Sam.
Who?
Sam from the UK.
Lady?
It looks like a lady. Looks always a lady to me.
Welcome, Sam.
Well, Sam Marie. I think the middle name throw is, I should have said that to help you with that. Sam Marie's. Yeah, so. Welcome. Anyway, international shout out. There we
Glad
go.
To have you with us.
Speaking of how it does, we're going to go to, I like it because I don't have to look it up because it's all one. Skype, we don't know where you're from. You can be anywhere on this globe.
Hello, hello.
Hi, my gosh, listen, what a great show. And a lot of people like that. That's so amazing.
Well, we thank you for holding for
thank
an eternity,
you.
Too. Yes,
it's
you're
so
very,
delightful when you call.
And you have much patience.
This must be Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Yes, yes.
Because y'all take your free time to talk to people without charge. That's God's work and humanity. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you
for recognizing that, because that is true. We are not like a Dr. Phil show where he has sponsors and he's making millions.
Yeah. We just enjoy it so
much. We
just
have a good time. It's our way of socializing without going to a bar.
Right. So welcome, and Melissa, what can we do for
you?
Yeah, what you got cooking? Yeah, yes. Well, I got two questions based on one. The first one is just like a yes or no. First one is like, is he still going to help me? I just think of it as a friend. I always think that as a friend. I'm going to continue thinking like that. But there's some stuff that I do need some help. Second is like, I'm about to open my project, and tomorrow, and if is that a when the next week or two, would I have any clients? That's important for me.
Yeah. I'm
oh,
sure
do you want to tell us what you're starting or what you're doing?
Well, I'm just opening like a little clothing retail store.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Well, you should be
small
at the right time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas is coming. That should have people rolling in. Now, you're opening a physical store, not a virtual one, right? Actual physical store.
Yeah, physical.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That is good.
Oh yeah, and I think the timing could be great.
Yeah, if you're, I think that if you're gonna pull that stuff off, you do it like right before. I mean, it's been literally the holiday shopping blitz hasn't hit yet. Some people think it has. Not the real blitz.
It's coming, though.
So you're doing it, and that can help you get a good little cash flow info because it might die down a little bit because that's life, but at least you get that big burst, the holiday burst. And clothes. You know what?
Big. They keep clothes.
Yeah, clothes gifts are huge.
Oh, Melissa, you couldn't have asked a better question.
Nice. I like it.
Thank you.
I believe you're going to be successful. There looks to be another woman that's going to come to be involved, like in a partnership or some sort of merge that you may not even be thinking of yet, but it's coming. And it's going to be very good for you and for her. Now, is he going to help you?
That's a big question, right?
Yeah, it is.
It was relative.
I mean, not with that, but in general.
In general, right.
Yes.
It could affect that, though, right?
No, I think it's a completely – you're not looking for him for financial help, are you?
No.
No. He just helps me with life situations.
Yeah, well, I'm worried.
Yes. Well, I think he's got a lot on his plate now, personally. And seeing you start to get busy and doing your own thing, and he's going to sense that you are kind of slipping away, I think he'll become more attentive to you. He will want to make good on some of his promises to you. And, yeah, I think he could turn out to be a very good friend for you until he gets himself out of that tangle that he's in.
Yeah. Well, that's like a tarp business. Quicksand and all that crap mixed together.
So, yes, I think it's for you and he. Your relationship should stabilize, I think, in January. Everything seems to be pointing to January is what I'm finding.
It's almost as if the holidays are like an interruption in our lives.
Yeah, so to speak, you're right.
It's weird, you know, it which is sad to say, but, you know, it's such a commercial thing nowadays. But
Melissa, I think it's going to be very good. Your business is really going to do a great, nice big profit for you. And as for him, I wouldn't be surprised if now when he sees that you are doing something like this, very productive, going to have you out there where a lot of potential men are going to see you. I wouldn't be surprised if he does say, I'm coming to see you. Okay?
That's true.
See how now cards can change. That's why getting a lot of readings is really important. That's also why I don't charge hundreds of dollars, because I feel committed to being able to help people on their journey, you know. And
you sure are a true light worker. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And just because some of them out there are charging an arm and a leg, just because they can doesn't make it right. So the cards have shifted for you, and I think you're going to really enjoy this new endeavor for yourself. I really do. So, Jim, what have we got?
No, we don't have anything yet, so you should keep talking about that.
I'm
right in the middle of the...
Can I read your card?
No, you can take it. Well, hang on.
Okay.
It's all you, Deb.
Boy, here it is, Melissa. It's called Heart Song. What is your heart saying? It's saying stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. And guess what your truth is? Love. That's your truth in this life. So blessings to you. You couldn't get a better strength, a better truth. I love it. I love it for you. So go for it.
Thank you. As great as you and Limbo. Thank you.
Conquer the clothing business. Yes.
And thank you for holding for me.
Yeah, thank you.
Long time. Thank you so much.
All right, hon. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, light workers. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
And she knows how to get a reading.
Yeah.
When she calls in early.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't call in early, there's no guarantee.
Well, right. When the time runs out, yeah.
We can't guarantee it. We got a list. We have no control over people that keep calling on the list. You know, you know the deal.
Exactly.
All right. Let's see. Did I set myself up for success? I did. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 254. 254 is in the great state of Texas.
Well, hello there. Who's
hey,
that?
It's Gabby.
Well, hello
there. She
there
is. I was wondering
Gabby.
About her. It's about every 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. How are you?
Well, cool. What's going on? What's new?
Well, nothing's new. I still don't have my internet because, like, I talked to my house manager.
Yes.
She said it's kind of like I'm kind of irritating her, kind of asking every week. So I'm going to ask after the end of this month or after Thanksgiving to ask her. But
right.
I was so, like, itching to find out about this guy that he said would help my career.
Okay.
I kind of want to know more about it.
Okay.
The cards shall go down. Deb shall tell you.
You know, I feel like it's really hurtful that this young lady can't get on the internet. She could be joining little writers groups that are for free or, you know.
Yeah. I know. We are only the choir that are, you
yeah.
know, you can't reach the...
All right. Well, let me take a look for you.
Yeah, she'll be
I
there.
Have a writers group. I am part of a writers group. They did read my script and gave me some good feedback. So,
wonderful.
Like, they kind of said it was like an old school Dallas, which I was looking for.
Oh, I think it sounds fascinating. I really do. Some of these shows today, to me, seem so far-fetched. You know, bringing in the aliens and... Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you said you belong to the writers group. Is it a group where you are, or is it an internet group?
It's an internet group.
Okay. All right. Well, that and that makes more sense nowadays. I just had to ask.
They don't even have, like, a communal... computer that you all can use to answer your email or, you know.
I don't think so, to be quite honest. We meet every Sunday
yeah.
or every other Sunday. I know we're not going to meet the Sunday of Thanksgiving, but I haven't
yeah.
seen them in a while since my internet's cut out, so I'm just so itching to find out who this guy is because I was going to talk to this guy that I know who's in Dallas.
Okay.
And I kind of want to work for him. He kind of has, like, I think, like, a film production company there. So I'm wondering if I should ask him to work, if I could work for him or not.
How do you do that?
Yeah. You...
On your pay phone?
I kind of have a house phone.
Yeah. Oh, you can make calls? That's how you're talking to us?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, that's a whole different subject. What do you
under
got, Deb?
Your sure to come true designation, which everybody is learning, I love.
We should.
Because over 30 years, it's rare if anything hasn't happened that I've perceived here. There is a man here that is definitely going to want to put some money behind your project. Definitely. And if, you know, you may feel right now like you are being held back. Like you're behind some great big tall stone wall because you can't get out on the internet where, you know, there's so much opportunity and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think your timing has to be right. So why not look at this as not so much as an obstacle, but something intended to just keep what would I say, slow you down enough to let the future catch up to you. If that makes sense.
It does. It's...
Yeah.
Basically, it means things are happening and shutting you down, slowing you down because the timing is not right.
Yeah. The timing will find its own way of
so
being.
The world, you know, is doing what it's got to do to get you ready for when the timing is right, which means, hey, chill out, relax a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. So don't... And, you know, if you find patience and you are able to cultivate that during this time... I think that roadblock with that woman will crumble for you. Okay, just remember, everything happens for a reason. You're irritating her now. We don't want that. But
no.
So you're going to have to just find a way to cope.
Yep.
And maybe this is where the lesson is for you. Look for the lesson.
Yeah. And maybe you take your time to just sit down with a piece of paper, notebook,
yeah,
or paper, and just write stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Freelance,
yeah,
they call it free thinking writing. Just start writing whatever pops out of your brain and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Very good idea.
Hey, Deborah.
Yes.
I have a short question. I'm trying to see my family this Thanksgiving. Will I see them, yes or no? I know it's too late, but I'm just wondering.
See who? I'm sorry, not sure what you're asking.
Gabby.
What if we lost her?
She's still connected, and I heard some noises. She was trying to...
No, she's gone. Well, she can't review the...
No, she's not less gone. Maybe,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
she's in Texas. So.
And she's in a place
but
with
boring
women.
Give her, you know, she can't hear it. Archangel Gabriel is her healing angel card reading. You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Well, I guess Gabby is being asked by the universe to live as we all did, what, maybe 40, 50 years ago? You know, all we had was snail mail and telephones. Well, I can't even imagine those days anymore. Can you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. It's amazing. We're humans. You know, so we adapt to everything. And we adapted. We didn't all, like, crawl into little holes and kill ourselves because we didn't know
we
there
had.
Was an internet. Yeah.
I was excited when there were 8-track tapes came out. I thought, wow.
Yeah, no more records. You could actually put this thing in your car. You don't have to have a record player in your car or radio. Yep. All right. Open up the floor real quick. Click, click.
Yeah.
Real quick. Any Facebook folks that would love to messenger?
We have nobody else?
No, we have plenty of people.
Okay.
I give them a shot. We got like 2-3 people from the UK that had said they were here.
Oh, there's one. Got one coming through.
That's Alexis, right?
Yes, I think so.
Well, she was here too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello there, my dear.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We do her next.
Yeah, we can do Helen next. Have her stand by. All right, well, tell me.
Yesterday, when I was leaving work yesterday, I had walked past Feliciano, and it was just like a weird little feeling. I don't know what that feeling was about, so I want to know what's that about.
Did he look at you?
I don't know. I was just walking past. Like,
yeah.
I tried not to stare at him. I was just like straight shot. He probably was, but I was just straight shot off the building. He was going this way, and I was going that way.
All right. Let's see what that weird little feeling was. Yep, I'm laying out your cards. All right. Everybody remember, I forgot in the beginning to say I use a 24-card layout, so you have to give me a minute to put the cards down.
Sometimes. I have multitasking jobs here, and one of them is the Facebook Live stuff. So sometimes when she's doing this, in the perfect world, I can sit here and talk and chat. But sometimes it's just like, all of a sudden, she's putting the cards on. I was like, damn, I'm busy making stuff.
What, you
stuff.
Can't do that at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that can do that. I would start typing what I was talking here, and they probably don't want to hear that.
I want to ask, did it feel like a feeling? Was it like... oh, something's good going to happen here soon. Or did it make you sad? Or was it a sad feeling?
It was like a shiver, like, ooh, like a shiver.
That's a vibe. That is a really energized vibe. Well, what I'm getting is that despite what has happened, how everything blew up, you guys are moving in the direction of a reconciliation where you get back together. But You got to remember now, it's going to take time. He's got a big issue on his hands. But remember, because you've sent out blessings and, you know, healing energy to her, which some people, some women would sit there and be like, oh, I hope it kills her. Well, you know, you say something like that, what do you think it's going to do? It's going to, yeah, it's going to, you betcha, it's going to come right back on you.
Well, you know, it's.
And I know that in your heart, you are definitely a very good person. Mm-hmm. This, okay, now, just remember, you're going to have to be patient like the last girl we talked to.
So what was he thinking about when you see him when I walked in?
That he was sorry that everything happened the way it went. But I'm telling you, he is going to re-enter your life. And this could bring you two together to the point of getting married. And I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't really feel it.
Gotta move. Gotta move. We got lots of callers.
So
keep
that good feeling and let time pass.
And keep on. Keep on coming back to us. Real quick.
Okay.
Your healing angel card reading is middle path. I don't see this one a lot. Embrace both sides. Hmm. The middle path is the road to a balanced and more peaceful life.
So you're just staying like Switzerland in the middle.
Yeah. And a lot of times that'll make everything work out. So
one quick question for you. Do you have a son?
Yes.
How old is he?
I have a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old.
The 13-year-old is very troubled. Something has changed in his life. Was he kind of crushing on some girl? Yeah, I hear you, Jim. There's just an issue here that I really think that you should try to get him to talk to you.
Okay,
because he's stuffing it really hard inside. And, you know, they're finding kids in these early teens are starting to do some drastic measure. They're doing things that they shouldn't do. Uh-huh. Maybe he's being bullied. Maybe a girl, you know. Try to see what it is, but he's very troubled. All right?
Okay.
You take care of now.
All right. Call us again.
Hugs and love. Bye-bye. She's adorable.
All right. The floor is open. Folks that are on Block Talk holding, we got you. You are going to get your call.
Yeah, don't worry.
I've got you on my list. We're just doing another messenger.
See what I've got up here for a picture? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I thought I have some.
Well, I don't know when that's happening.
Lobster. All right, here we go to Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, you can't see me because I've got the lights
on. I can see you.
We see like a shadow and a bunch of little decorative lights in the background.
Very nice.
It looks like the sky.
Oh, that's fine.
It doesn't matter.
We can talk this way.
The audio is what's important.
What's on your mind, hon?
Oh, I can't believe I got a little light on. I forgot. Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I've got rid of one negative energy.
Okay.
I think you've got gist of that the other day that I've separated. I've finished with Gavin.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sure you have.
Well, you know what? I got out of it, and it wasn't pleasant in the end. It wasn't nice. I found out so much stuff. I said to you that on the last talking about all the things that you've up to and the debt. The porn.
That's right.
And I found lots more.
Sorry to hear that, but yeah. I'm glad that you did what's right for
you.
You
got to draw a line at some point in your life.
I got my stuff. Yep. Got out. He wouldn't face me, and he went and hidden and locked himself in the garage until I'd finished.
Oh, that's a sign.
That's a sign of a coward.
And you're doing the right thing.
You know,
you're doing the right thing.
He even locked. The front door.
That's great.
I watched him come in from work, and I went to the front door, and I went to go in, and I thought I won't use my key to go in. I'll use the bell because it's been a week, and because things were up a bit up in the air. And he got in from work. He'd gone in, so then I went forward to knock the door to say, look, I want to get the rest of my stuff out. And he'd locked the door. And then I put the key in, and the key wouldn't even go in. So then I shout through the letterbox, can you please come and let me in? I said, I need to get my stuff. He slightly had the door ajar, and then he quickly scuttled off out into the back, out into the garage, and locked himself in. I went and got half my stuff away. Then I came back, and I thought, I'll go out to the garage, and I'll try and speak to him, give him the chance to say sorry or anything. The garage door was locked, and he shoved the radio on as loud as he could.
Oh, my God. How old is he? Like 12?
Sounds about 13 or 14.
He's only 16.
Yeah, look at that. Well, when you've been caught, you should stand up like a man or a woman.
Well, it's like she said,
you know,
when she typed earlier,
I went, she got rid of the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I went back in. I collected all the rest of my stuff. My car was absolutely full to the brim because I had, obviously, I've got my own home as well. But I had stuff there, like all my dancing stuff, all my best clothes and shoes and all sorts. And I had a lot. So my car was absolutely full to the brim. I couldn't see out the windows. And then I thought, I'll give him one more chance and I'll go back out there. But in that time I was upstairs, he'd got the key and he'd locked the back door from the other side. So I couldn't go out to the garage. It was really weird. So anyways, I just got in the car. I got in the car thinking I'd go home. And I thought, there's one more thing I needed to do. So I quickly got out of the car and went back. But he'd already got back in the house and he locked the front door again.
No, you still have things there, do you?
She was going to finish.
Oh.
So now everything is gone. I'm out. I'm gone.
All right.
What she said.
Negative
energy gone.
That's my first negative energy. So the next negative energy that I need to get sorted and get rid of out of my life, because once I've got this out of my life, I know I will feel so much better. And it's my son's father. So he's an ex, but he's the one that I've got the house with, and I'm having to deal with things with the house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure that I'm still all upset about everything. Everything's a bit, I've not been very well. I was really poorly all last week. I had flu. I was in bed. Couldn't get out of bed. Now I've got this other business to deal with. So it's all about my home, and I don't know whether I'm going to be able to keep my home. I think he's now seen a solicitor, and I'm not quite sure where I'm going with that. But there's something else a bit exciting.
Okay.
There's a man that I've been following. He's he's fabulous. He's a fabulous singer. He's quite well known in the UK, okay? And I've been following this singer. And he's in from our vintage world as well. And
we
ended up somehow we just ended up friend requesting each other.
Mhm.
And so we've been chatting.
Oh.
Because.
Okay.
He has reached out to me from putting just one post up saying I was low and at rock bottom and a couple of things and. He sort of reached out.
Yeah, we saw.
And so we've been sort of messaging a little bit. And he said the reason, and that was it. I went to a vintage event a few weeks ago with Gavin, but Gavin went out the way and we were watching this man. And when he'd finished his set, he come down to the stage side and I managed to grab a dance with him. It was lovely.
I finally
got to meet him.
Well, Helen, what would you like me to look at the future of Beth and also about the house?
Because one of the things he said to me was in a message that he the reason he reached out to me, he said, I know I don't know you very well, but he said, I'm very spiritual. And he said, I sort of laughed to myself because I am. And usually you find spiritual people are drawn to one another. And
yeah.
he is really into past life regression.
Well, it sounds,
so
yeah. What's
that?
Yeah.
I was worrying. I'm like, well, is he genuine? Do you? I don't know whether he's reaching out as a friend, because he's a bit cheeky. He calls me
Yes.
What does he call me? Gorgeous?
Yep, I've heard that before.
Oh, I don't know. He calls me gorgeous something or other, you know. Yeah. Oh, gorgeous glamorous, he calls me.
Sounds like a lot of smoke.
Sounds delightful to me.
Sounds to me like
smoke. But I just wondered if the card will show anything. Maybe about my house, maybe about this man, you know.
I smell smoke.
All right, here we go. What I am seeing is, first of all, don't engage in any way with Gavin. That man is looking to seek some sort of, I would say like a revenge, but it's not dangerous. It's not threatening, but it would be like him saying, you know, like defaming you to others that you're friends with. And if he tries to reach you, I would suggest you just do not engage. The man is looking to make trouble. All right.
Ship has sailed. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Because he's never done, you know, even though he's done things before in the past, not like that. I've never done anything.
Doesn't matter.
But I have spoke out, and I've had to speak to his family.
He's broken.
Not his dad, but his brother and that. I had to tell them that he's in trouble with debt and it's spiraling out of control.
Exactly. And you are on to him, and that has put him in a very, what's the good word, combative state of mind.
He was in denial, the river denial, putting the head in the sand, living in an escape world, and you merge the two worlds and it pissed him off.
Now, this new man that you're talking about and the serendipity that happened when you went to see him perform, when you were watching him. He is very attracted to you. Very, very, very. And that was serendipity right there. And if I had an hour, we would talk about how you had to part with Gavin in order to let this new man into your life. Because otherwise, what would have been the odds? There, you know, likely a thing that would have passed you right by.
You have to always look at that in life. Like, God, why was I with this person for 3 years and nothing happened? Well, because you needed to have to hit that wall for 3 years.
I find it really quite funny that all of a sudden he's saying to me, I know I don't, because I said, oh, you don't really know me, but thank you. Because he's given me his, he's even put his phone number there. And he said, I know I don't know you very well, but obviously lots of us know him on the scene. Lots of my friends know him on the scene. So he's not going to do anything stupid.
He's not. So, I think he's quite genuine. And actually, we could say God, the higher power, the universe, he was brought to you. And now you're going to process all that happened with Gavin. And there are going to be, you know, emotional, what would you call it? Like, you're going to have to process
maybe some scarring, things that healing that needs to happen.
Yeah, I think we maybe lost her.
No, we didn't.
No?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. She's on Facebook.
Okay. Well, anyways, I have a feeling the house is going to work out for you, too. So you may feel, Helen, that you're on the downside. But you know what happens? Gradually come back up. So Gavin or getting rid of Gavin was about the best thing that you could ever do. Man would have taken you down with him.
Yeah, and the fact that all of a sudden he acted like he'd never acted before, he was living in some kind of weird bubble of his own and you popped it.
Exactly.
He was like, I got all these things, these problems. What I'll do is I'll go on the internet and I'll forget about my entire life. I'll watch porn, I'll do this, I'll do this. I won't think about any of these things. And then you saw and said, hey, what about these things? And he's like, oh, I can't handle it.
All right, so we're going to look at your healing card now.
We are.
And please come to join us again, Helen, so we can follow this with you on your journey. All right, what do we got there, sir?
Here's what we got. The subject is Sacred Source. From the Healing Angel cards. We, your angels, not us, are here to remind you of your magnificence. You are literally an angel in the making of being a being of eternal love and light. Forever one with God, Goddess, and all creation.
That sounds very lovely.
So basically, I mean, you should, if you're not, you should give yourself a little, hold yourself in a little bit of a high esteem.
I think so, too.
And sometimes it's hard when you're going through, like, that crazy Gavin bullshit. You might even forget that maybe you got stuff going on.
All righty, then.
All righty, then. We're going to get back to our callers who have been patiently holding. We're going to 520 in Arizona.
Hello there. How are you?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Jack it up, Deb.
What's up? All right. How are you?
You've got a terrible connection. I don't know if you're in the
car. I was going to ask you about, I talked to Paul last night at great length. He talked to me, and he was very angry with me because he said I wasn't working hard enough to solve my boyfriend's escape. Do you think he'll, and then he called, he basically said goodbye. Back?
I'm sorry, what was the last?
Do you think he'll call back?
All right, let's take a look.
So, I was typing into Facebook at half the time. No, you gotta get rid of that.
No, it's not making any sense. I've got to think right now.
Okay, and while you're thinking, give a synopsis to me. So is it called Paul?
Yeah, and you know, it's from previous. He was angry with me on the phone.
Okay, so we're going to call back. And obviously, they have one that was on us this morning.
Apparently.
Call back. Okay. Right. Perfect for the card.
I think so.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people don't realize, especially while we've done that, they have great simple questions. It's almost a yes or no question. Basically. That's going to make it easy for you. It's going to be a good reading. She's not a first timer, that's for sure.
No, and I can read her card now.
She can feel pretty well. Pretty well. Well, the cards are down.
Okay, well, Lisa. All right. So,
yeah.
Okay. I do believe you'll hear from him again. I would suggest you don't reach out to him. Okay. Well,
oh,
that's
God,
my,
no.
Yeah,
no.
It's my suggestion.
Oh, good. Well, that's good, then.
Now, I'm feeling here that you need to make a decision. Is this man going to be a potential lover slash boyfriend, possible husband for you, or are you going to keep him as a friend?
Well, I was very shocked that he got so mad last night.
It means there's something going on inside.
Well,
again.
Also, you're probably starting to see beyond the veneer of his being a charming gentleman.
Yeah, there's
you know,
some ulterior motive.
Yeah, but the true individual starts coming through after you must have noticed.
After the romance stage is over.
Well, it's not over. It's not over.
Well, why would he care so much? That's really not his business.
No, but I think he wants to make it his business. All right, from what I see. If you ask my opinion, and I hope you did, I think you ought to keep him in the friend zone. There's too much about
you're right.
Him. Yeah, there's too much here about him that, first of all, I don't think he's real honest about all the relationships he has with women. You have dented his ego because you didn't jump into his arms. You know.
Yeah, right. The fact that they had a basically an argument.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
And you've never been intimate with him, right?
No.
Well,
okay. That might
be
something that's pissing him off too.
And you know how men are.
Just depends on the guy, but you're right.
He's very egotistical.
Yeah, somebody's had a nice, easy pathway in their whole life, and some woman comes along that's a little bit of a challenge. Sometimes they don't like it.
It's exactly true. And I think he's acting like a spoiled baby right now.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know what? That should be his mom.
You really thought he was going to beg you, you know, beg.
Yep, like a hunter.
Yeah, real quick.
Yep, a hunter, another trophy on the wall.
So, anyway, that's my opinion. Jim's going to give you your healing card.
I don't know if I've ever seen
that. Well, it's very valuable. Thank you.
Your healing angel card is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
Yeah, and get a man that'll stick with you.
Yeah. This was clearly a sign of something that's not meant to be.
Yeah, this was serendipity for you, Lisa.
You do it too.
Yeah.
She set it right off.
So, honey, take care and keep us posted.
Thank you for holding for a
Thank
long time.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
I love
you.
Thank
you for the reason. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well,
folks, we got to go.
Yes, I have got a meeting I have to get to.
Yeah, we extended because we don't want to cut anybody off.
No.
We will always extend at least a couple minutes to properly finish a reading. We can't extend infinity.
This has been fantastic. And later, if we get more people, as our queue builds over time, we'll likely add another 30 minutes. But right now, I still have to stay with my regular schedule.
And we have lives, too. You got to remember that, you know.
Okay, so what's Madonna doing?
We have
Madonna,
lives, too. We're going to
say goodbye. Oh,